bride to be wed. Thank you. Come. Friends, we are gathered together in the sight of God to witness and bless the joining together of Penny and Donnie in Christian marriage. The covenant of marriage was established by God, who created us male and female for each other. And with his presence and power, Jesus graced a wedding at Cana of Galilee. And in his sacrificial love, gave us the example for the love of husband and wife. Penny and Donnie come to give themselves to one another in this holy covenant, and you may be seated. Penny, I ask you now, in the presence of God and these people, to declare your intention to join into union with each other through the grace of God, Jesus Christ, who calls you into union with himself and acknowledged in your baptism. And to you, Donnie, I ask you now in the presence of God and these people to declare your intention to enter into union with each other through the grace of Jesus Christ, who calls you into union with himself as acknowledged in your baptism. Penny, will you have Donnie to be your husband, to live together in holy marriage? Will you love him, comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to him as long as you both shall live? If so, say, I will.
I will.
And Donnie, will you have Penny to be your wife, to live together in holy marriage? Will you love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to her as long as you both shall live? If so, say, I will. All right, this is for all of us here. The marriage of Penny and Donnie unites their families and creates a new one, and they ask for your blessing. Do you who represent their families and friends rejoice in their union and pray God's blessing upon them? If so, say we do. All right. And will all of you, by God's grace, do everything in your power to uphold and care for these two persons in their marriage? If so, say we will. Let us pray. God of all peoples, you are the true light illumining everyone. You show us the way, the truth, and the life. You love us even when we are disobedient. You sustain us with your Holy Spirit. We rejoice in your life in the midst of our lives. And we praise you for the presence of your presence with us, and especially in this act of solemn covenant in marriage. Through Jesus Christ our Lord we pray. Amen. And hear the good news from Paul's letter to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning with verse 4. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things. It believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, and love never ends. And hear this good news from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 to 12. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world, but that he so that we might live through him. Excuse me. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us say, thanks be to God. So I just wanted to share a few brief words about love. Because it takes love. The love that God showed us in His Son, Jesus Christ, to make a marriage work. It takes love to make peace. It takes love to work through conflict. It takes love to let go of all of our earthly expectations that we place upon ourselves and one another. It takes love to be present with one another and accept one another for who we are. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the fun. I hope you have lots of fun in your marriage. I know that you already have fun together. But it's about love. It's not that we love God, but that God loved us. And when you love your spouse, when you love your wife, when you love your husband, it takes a commitment to say, I'm willing to love this person even if they're not loving me back right now. It takes that commitment to give of ourselves. There's different words for love in the Bible. In the Old Testament, in the Hebrew, there's a word for love called ahava. And that ahava is a steadfast love, a love that endures. And then in the New Testament, there's different words for love. In the Greek, there's the word eros, is where you get the word erotic. But there's also philos, which is a brotherly or a sisterly love, a companionship kind of a love. But then there's the self-giving love, the love that God showed us in Jesus Christ, and the love that the Holy Spirit helps us to love, the kind of self-denying, self-sacrificing, self-sharing love that takes to make a marriage work and to make peace in our relationships. And that love is called agape love in the Greek. It's the love that Jesus said, there's no greater love than this, that you would lay down your life for your friend or your companion. The kind of love where we love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and we love our neighbor as ourselves. It's the same kind of love where God proved His love for us, as Paul says in Romans, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And this proves God's love for us. I hope it doesn't come to this, but the kind of love that you share is that you're willing to lay down your life for each other. It's real love that endures to the end. As you heard before, that love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious. It's not boastful. It's not arrogant. It's not rude. It doesn't insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing. In some translations, it says it keeps no record of wrongs, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, and hopes all things, and endures all things. And love never ends because it's a gift. It's a gift that we receive and we continue to give with every breath we take. And we even continue to receive it now, as I know that you're both bonded together, having shared the experience of having lost both of your mothers. And this wedding today is dedicated in memory of Nancy Witzel and of Jean Adams. And they're rejoicing with the angels in heaven, with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, smiling down and dancing over you right now. So I hope that you're pleased with the day that has come today. You've put all your heart into it. And Donnie, when I asked you why you wanted to marry Penny, you just said, because I love her. And I love in getting to know you both and seeing how, Penny, you've told me about how Donnie lets you be you. He lets you have your space, do what you want. He doesn't try to change you. He loves you for who you are. And you were telling me that you love Penny because she's kind and she's sweet and she's caring and she's not bossy. And I can't think of anyone who has looked forward to a wedding as much as Penny has. Whether you texted me at 4 in the morning this morning to have another idea for today. But God's love, I believe, will be revealed in you if you're willing to deny yourself and to be willing to give up your wants and your needs, to share them in her wants and her needs, and your wants and your needs be tied up in His wants and His needs. And that when you're having a good day, that makes your day better. And when he's having a good day, that helps make your day better. And when you have a bad day, you bear your burdens together. You believe you can do that? You think that you've got endurance to the end? Good. All right. Well, I just wanted to share a prayer. So let's just extend our hands and we're going to pray for the couple. Eternal God, creator and preserver of all life, author of salvation, giver of all grace, bless and sanctify with your Holy Spirit Penny and Donnie, who come now to join in marriage. Lord, grant that they may give their vows to each other in the strength of your steadfast love. Enable them to grow in love and peace with you and with one another all their days, that they may reach out in concern and service to the world together as husband and wife through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right. At this time, Lindy Kernan is going to sing a special song to celebrate your marriage.
The song they were playing the first time we danced, and I knew as we swayed to the music and held to each other, I fell in love with you. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? When we're together, it feels so right. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? I'll always remember that magic moment when I held you close to me as we moved together. I knew forever you're all I'll ever need. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? When we're together, the rest of my life. Could I have this dance for the rest of my life? Would you be my partner every night? When we're together,
to join hands. Okay. Face each other. All right. Donnie, repeat after me. In the name of God, I, Donnie, take you, Penny, to be my wife, to have and to hold, from this day forward, for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, to love and to cherish until we are parted by death. This is my solemn vow. And Penny, repeat after me and look at Donnie. In the name of God,
I, Penny,
take you, Donnie,
to be my husband,
to have and to hold,
from this day forward,
for better, for worse,
for richer, for poorer,
in sickness and in health,
to love and to cherish,
until we are parted by death.
This is my solemn vow.
And now, can we have the rings? Okay. Let's take. All right. Three rings here. Okay. These rings are outward and visible signs of an inward and spiritual grace, signifying to us the union between Jesus Christ and his church. Bless, O Lord, the giving of these rings, that they who wear them may live in your peace and continue in your favor all the days of their life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Okay. You ready, Donnie? Whoops. Okay. You're going to put this on her ring finger, her third finger. Repeat after me. Penny, I give you this ring as a sign of my vow, and with all that I am and all that I have, I honor you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And Penny, take his ring, put it on his third finger, his ring finger. And repeat after me. Donnie,
I give you
this
ring
as a sign of my vow, and with all that I am and all that I have, I honor you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Wonderful. Will you join hands? And I'm going to place my hand on your hands. You have declared your consent and vows before God and this congregation, and may God confirm your covenant in Jesus' name and fill you both with his grace and his Holy Spirit. Amen. Will you turn and face the congregation? Feel free to hold hands. Now that Penny and Donnie have given themselves to each other by solemn vows, with the joining of hands and the giving of receiving of rings, I announce to you that they are husband and wife in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Those whom God has joined together, let no one put asunder. Amen. And is it all right if I just want to put my hands on your hands again? We're going to have a prayer. This is going to be a blessing. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Oh God, you have so consecrated the covenant of Christian marriage that in it is represented the covenant between Christ and his church. Therefore, Lord, send your blessing upon Penny and Donnie that they may surely keep their marriage covenant and so grow in love and godliness together, that their home may be a haven of blessing and peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. And most gracious God, we give you thanks for your tender love in making us a covenant people through our Savior Jesus Christ, and for consecrating in his name the marriage covenant of Penny and Donnie. Grant that their love for each other may reflect the love of Christ for us, and grow from strength to strength as they faithfully serve you in the world. Defend them from every enemy. Lead them into all peace. Let their love for each other be a seal upon their hearts, a mantle about their shoulders, and a crown about their heads. Lord, bless them in their work and in their companionship, in their sleeping and in their waking, in their joys and in their sorrows, in their lives and in their deaths. Finally, by your grace and your Holy Spirit, bring them and all of us to that table where your saints feast forever in your heavenly home. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God forever and ever. Amen. And I invite us now to say the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Penny and Donnie, may God the Eternal keep you in love for each other, so that the peace of Christ may abide in your home, and may you go to serve God and your neighbor in all that you do. And to all of us here, brothers and sisters, may you bear witness to the love of God in this world, so that those to whom love is a stranger will find in you generous friends. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. And may the God of hope fill you all with joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Penny and Donnie, Adams, you may now kiss your bride, Penny. By the power vested in me, in the state of Illinois, in the United Methodist Church, you are now husband and wife. Yay! And the reception will follow at the Oxford American Legion.
No shoes upon my feet, to share with you the last bite of bread I have to eat. I would swim out to save you in your sea of broken dreams. When all your hopes are sinking, let me show you what love means. Love can build a between your heart and mine. Love can build a bridge. Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time? Don't you think it's time?